With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to talk about the LPGA Cognizant Founders Cup. It's finishing up today at Upper Montclair Country Club in Clifton, New Jersey. And joining me now is Scott Wood, the tournament director of the Cognizant LPGA Founders Cup. Scott, welcome to Talking Golf.
Good morning, Ann. It's nice to be on with you this morning.
Hey, great to visit with you. Great to play golf with you in the media day last week. And it's been a great week for women's golf, celebrating both the 13 founding members of the LPGA, celebrating junior golf, and the top women players in the game. Just what a great week.
It's been a fantastic week at a phenomenal facility here at Upper Montclair, and we've seen great crowds come out, we've seen great support, we've seen some, you know, two really low scores, 263s this week, so it's been just a fun and eventful week for us as we celebrate the past, the present, and the future of the LPGA.
Absolutely, and I love how you honor the 13 founding members of the LPGA, and I think it's so important for the younger generation to really be educated about the history of the game, Scott, the founding members, and the other players who really struggled and sacrificed years ago to grow the game for women.
Yeah, and you're right, Ann, and that was you know, our former Commissioner Juan, that was his vision for this tournament when he started it, was if we don't celebrate our past and if we don't talk about, you know, the history of this great organization, which just so happens to be the longest running women's sports organization in the world, then what are we doing, right? We're missing a huge opportunity to have the today's generation and the, you know, the future generation to understand what it was like for our 13 founders and our, all of our pioneers that followed them to really get this organization off the ground and running. And I've been in this job for 7.5 years now, so I had the opportunity to meet some of our founders, and, you know, unfortunately, time is not on our side anymore, but to hear the stories and to hear a lot of the, you know, the sacrifices that they went through to really get this, organization off the ground and really to sustain it and build it to where it is today. I mean, we've never been more, you know, solid of an organization. I mean, we're almost playing for $100 million. So, you know, that's just, over the last 72 years, it's been great, but that's what we do. That's our team's job, is to be able to make sure that all of those rookies and all of the players that are coming into the LPGA, that they understand, you know, where we came from, right? And then it's in their hands to take it and continue to grow it.
And Shirley Spork, who passed away in April at the age of 94, certainly has been remembered and honored all week. You all have done a class job in honoring her. I know she started the LPGA teaching division. Her story is just so inspirational. In fact, 2 weeks before her passing, she found out she would be inducted into the LPGA Hall of Fame. How great is that?
Yeah, that was, as Commissioner, our Commissioner now, Molly Marcusimon, said she had the opportunity to sit down with her out in Palm Desert, which is where Shirley, you know, lived for many, many, many years and taught, and was able to share that news. And Shirley's response was, "This is the greatest honor of my life." So, it was a shock to us all when we found out. We were actually in New Jersey. We were hosting a women's leadership luncheon that day, and we spoke, you know, everybody was speaking about Shirley. And as I was heading back to the airport, I got the news that she had passed. But, you know, I don't know if we could ever do enough to thank them, but it's been a great week. It's been a lot of celebration. There's been some laughter, there's been some tears, and you know, that's just how life goes. But we're like I said, it's almost as if we say the players have to take and carry the torch. It's those of us that work at the LPGA, it's our duty as well.
Let's talk about the golf. Minjee Lee shot a 369 yesterday. She's at 7 under overall and 1 shot ahead of Malin Segstrom and 3 shots ahead of Lexi Thompson. And oh my gosh, what an iron game Minjee Lee has. If I could have half that iron game, it is just a thrill to watch these women play.
It really is. And you know, when you and I played at Media Day a couple weeks ago, I mean, we were talking about the difficulty that we thought it, you know, that these players could face out here. And I mean, that just goes to show you the level of, you know, athleticism from our players and just the level of the high level of golf that they play. The cream always rises to the top. And you know, I mean, when I go through and look at the leaderboard and you've got major winners, you know, Minjee Lee and Lexi Thompson, and then you know Madeline is on a skyrocket right now. She played very well last year in Solheim Cup, and you know, she's just playing she's playing incredible golf right now. And you got Angel Yin, who is you know, one of our longest hitters on tour coming up. So I'm excited to watch the competition play out today. I think that I think it's going to be a battle till hole 18 today.
I really think it's going to be exciting. Madeline Segstrom, she shot the low round of the day yesterday, a 563 after that 63 on Thursday. What, she birdied three of her first four holes on Thursday. She's only had one bogey in the last 54 holes. Just, she's playing lights out. She's an IB Cool ambassador, and I am as well, so I'm kind of rooting for Madeline. But it's going to be an incredible you know, final round today. And Lee, I know, is looking for her first win since, I think, the major last year, right? The Evian Championship.
Correct.
Minjee Lee, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So she, yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, it just the mental, you know, game out here is going to be, you know, I think with her looking down the leaderboard and seeing who's chasing her, right? And I mean, you know, you never, you know, when you see Lexi Thompson up there just a couple of shots back, I mean, I'm sure Minjee's going to be, you know, she'll go out and play her game, but I'm sure Lexi's going to be firing, and Madeline and all the other players that are trying to chase down, because, you know, what I've been hearing is from the players is, you know, okay, 63 is out there. I don't know what our Sunday pin placements it is, but you know, I never doubt our players and their ability to be able to go low. So, in these conditions, it's a little bit damp this morning, but I think at the end of the day, they'll hit fairways, they'll hit greens, and it'll come down to a putting contest.
Absolutely. Lexi Thompson, I know she's on a mission looking for her first win since the ShopRite LPGA Classic back in 2019. As you mentioned, she's only 3 shots back. Let's talk about what this LPGA tournament, Scott, means for women's golf, particularly in the New York metropolitan area.
Yeah, I think the sky's the limit for us in this market. It's a golf craze market. There's been, you know, just so many men's majors, and there's so much great golf up here, and there's so many just old school clubs that I'm, you know, I don't live up here. I'm not from here, so I'm learning so much over the past year and a half when we started this process with Cognizant, and it's great to have a title sponsor that their headquarters is only 15-20 minutes down the road. So we're really like planting our flag here in northern New Jersey and the metropolitan area, and I think it's the sky's the limit for us to be able to take this tournament, continue to take this tournament to new heights. You know, one of my goals when I first started back in 2015 was to elevate this event to become something similar to the Players Championship for the men. You know, it's got a rich, let's celebrate our rich history. Let's talk about the players of today and how great they are. And then everything that we do when the dust settles is we support and we fund the LPGA USGA girls golf program. And, And to be able to be in the USGA backyard and continue to build on this and the storylines, and, you know, obviously, you know, Mike Wann now heads up the USGA. So he's still very much committed to growing the women's game. And there's just a lot of things on our side right now, Ann, and it just feels like the right fit. And I think we're going to be here for a long time. And seeing the fans support us this week and come out to Upper Montclair Country Club, it's you know, we're going to continue to do fun things and have fun programs for them to come out and not only watch world class golf, but to also you know, interact with our LPGA teaching professionals that are on site giving 10-minute free lessons or having girls golf programs. That we had a huge junior golf day yesterday, huge. Jason Gore came out from the USGA, was doing some instruction and talking to the girls and telling them about, you know, just the overall, you know, the game of golf. And, so we're very appreciative of him and everyone from the USGA that came out. So, big things and it's only going to get bigger.
I love seeing the passion and the loyalty of these fans of the LPGA. They're, you know, they dress in all the colors. You had different themes every day. And I know Anna Davis, you know, wore the bucket hat with a duck on it in honor of Shirley. I mean, just the loyalty and the passion is so great to see. You all are doing a great job, you and your team, Scott. Thanks so much for joining me. You can catch the final round of the Cognizant LPGA Founders Cup, which is taking place at Upper Montclair Country Club in Clifton, New Jersey. You can catch the final round on CBS from 1 to 3 this afternoon. Thanks so much, Scott Wood, Tournament Director.
Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.